less than 6.5% of high school football players go on to play in college. But imagine for a second how much harder it is to play the sport when you're blind. This year, there are two Division I football players who are doing that. They're both long snappers, guys who hike the ball 7 or 8 yards on field goals or point after attempts. Aaron Golub is in his second season as a member of the Tulane Green Wave. Aaron, welcome to Only a Game.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well, thank you. And Jake Olson is in his first year for the USC Trojans. Jake, welcome to the program.
And thanks for having me.
Jake, I want to begin with you. You've been completely blind since you were 12 years old. Former USC head coach Pete Carroll heard that you were a terrific fan of the team growing up, and he invited you to come out and watch him and everything else. But that still really doesn't help me understand how you eventually became good enough at long snapping to land a spot on the team.
I've always loved football. You know, I played flag football in middle school, and then when I went into high school, I did not think I could play a position in which I would first off be safe or really be beneficial to the team. At the end of my sophomore year, they needed a long snapper. There's a lot of rules in football that protect the long snapper, and so I started learning the position, and, you know, I sucked at first. You know, it was very difficult. And so pretty much that whole summer, every day I would go out with the coach and just practice on getting a spiral, getting the velocity, getting the consistency. And, you know, when we came back in August, I had become the best long snapper on the team and earned the starting position.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, I understand that you can see a little bit, but it's as if you had one eye that doesn't work at all and tunnel vision in the other one. It must be difficult for you to get the ball back to the kicker, too.
I mean, it's basically just form, and I've been practicing for years, and once you get the form down, the snap's the same thing every time.
Was there a point as you trained when you thought, I got it, I got it?
I mean, definitely at certain points, things click. I also was pretty bad when I started, but I'd never say that I have it, because there's always ways for me to improve. I still want my snaps to be a lot faster than they are. I still want them to be more accurate than they are.
Did anybody say to you at any point, come on, this is silly, learn to play chess or something?
Not really. I mean, everyone's always been concerned about me playing football, but I started when I was in seventh grade, and back then I used to play center and defensive tackle. Obviously, my coaches were hesitant. They weren't sure if I could play in college, but they knew that my commitment was there, so they were willing to give me a shot.
All right. I know you both knew of each other, but this is the first time you've ever actually had a conversation. Aaron, have you got a question for Jake?
Yeah. I feel like definitely it's hard for me to be able to snap. I feel like it must be even harder for you. With no eyesight at all, how do you know where you're placing the ball every time?
You said before, Aaron, I mean, a lot of it is feel and just that muscle memory. A lot of it is just someone kind of telling me, okay, like, if I'm punting, you know, I was at his face mask, I was at his numbers, I was on his hip. For the most part, there would be very few times in which I would be surprised at where that ball would go. Because, you know, if it's high, low, you know, those times that it does happen, you know, you can feel it. You can feel it just wasn't a pure snap.
Jake, anything you want to ask Aaron?
Yeah. So you did punt snap, right, in high school?
Yeah, I did punts in high school.
Because they never let me do punts in high school, just for the safety reason. But, like, can you see enough to where you can see kind of someone coming at you to avoid or brace yourself for a block?
Yeah, so what I did in high school was I would snap the ball, get into the blocking position, and I'd block the guy in front of me.
Right.
And basically what I was told by my coach in high school is hit whoever you see first in the other color jersey and try and just knock them down. Because if you get them out of the play, it's even. It's 10 on 10 because you're
right
out and they're out.
Sounds like football to me.
Simple X and O's.
Yeah, exactly. All right. I hope you guys have enjoyed talking with each other. And if you have any advice for each other or just want to wish each other luck, this is probably the time to do that. So, Aaron, why don't you go first?
I mean, I think the biggest thing is to keep working really hard and be dedicated to what you do and just outwork anyone else, because that's how you can earn your spot. And then just good luck with the rest of your season and your career.
Jake?
Yeah, Aaron, it's really cool to see what you're doing. I hope you realize the inspiration you are to people. And again, just keep fighting and best of luck in your season as well.
Thank you.
Aaron Golub is a long snapper for the Tulane Green Wave. He made history in October as the first legally blind player to play in an FBS college football game. Aaron, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you for having me.
And freshman Jake Olson plays for the USC Trojans. Jake, thanks to you as well.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Fight on.